Commissioner Horn is absent. Commissioner Abid?
Here.
Commissioner Jacob?
Here.
Commissioner Zach?
Here.
Commissioner Wood?
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie?
Here.
Commissioner Vanderlyn?
Present.
Commissioner, alternate Commissioner Cox?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Backlund? Absent. Alternate Commissioner Kate is absent. Alternate Commissioner Sprague?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Mathis?
Here.
Due to the special district vacancy, alternate Commissioner Sprague will vote in place of the vacant commission. There is a quorum with alternate Commissioner Cox will vote in place of Commissioner Horn, who is absent. There is a quorum with seven present. So ends the roll.
Thank you. We move on to item two, approval of minutes of meeting May 4th, 2015. Any revision or motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. That's it. Abstain. One exception. Commissioner Cross. Okay. Move on to item three, recommended agenda revisions. Mr. Rock.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. No, I think we're on. Getting a little used to that. I do have one revision this morning. We handed this out to you at the meeting today regarding a request of continuance from our chairman, Bill Horn, who is unable to be here today. When we get to item 7A to C, I'd like the commission to take up that request, and you can consider that while we get through these other items. You essentially have three options in considering Supervisor Horn's request this morning. Number one, you can request it that we do continue the meeting entirely to another date certain, or option two would be to take testimony but defer action to another date, or number three would be to proceed as recommended in the original packets that you have before you. So ponder those three options as we get through the next couple of minutes worth of the agenda, and then your commission should vote on your choice of option one through three. Those are all the revisions, Mr. Chair.
Excellent. We move on to item four, commissioner's announcement, executive officer's announcements, anything exciting? Chargers are staying in town, leaving town. Okay. Don't have any? Okay, we go to item five, designation of lateral officers for July 6, 2015 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, this item was on here at the time that we weren't certain that you were going to be available at this meeting as well, but since you assumed the chair, we can dispense with item five.
Okay, we move on to consent items. Anything to be pulled or a motion to approve? It's only one item, item six.
No staff recommendation.
I have a motion by Commissioner Zeke.
Second.
Second by Commissioner McKenzie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, passed unanimously. All right, we move on to our item 7A, 7B, and 7C. We have all received a letter from Chairman Moore, the Chairman of the Board and the Chairman of LAFCO. And he expressed that he needs to be here for the vote and for the public hearing. Personally, I think since this affects his district, I think we should honor his request and continue this item. That's my personal position. Commissioner O'Toole.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Chairman.
Thank you.
I think that's the appropriate term. Yes, and it is customary in protocol if a member of the commission, if they represent a certain area and have a certain interest, that we continue the item. I think the only issue is there are a lot of people that came down here expecting to testify today. However, even if we heard the testimony, we have to do it all over again. And all of you would probably want to come back down again anyway to hear what's going on. So understand the long distance. I have people that live in my district at least that length in miles, if not longer, that come to hearings. So, you know, it's unfortunate you made the trip, but I would move in respect for Chairman Horn that we continue the entire item and not hear any public testimony today. Just the only question is the date, Mr. Ock.
I would second that motion, Commissioner Jacob, and I think next meeting I will not be here, but don't wait for me. But who's the one who's off the suggestion?
Well, our possible dates, of course, would be August 3rd, September 14th, the Monday after Labor Day, which sometimes represents a quorum issue for the commission, and then the third option would be October 5th. So those are really the three dates that you should consider. We did try having, if I remember right, a meeting last September, which was after the Labor Day holiday, and we didn't have a quorum, so we canceled the meeting. So if you do wish to continue this to a date other than August 3rd, please look at your calendars now to see if you're going to be able to make it for September 14th. Also, I know that the general manager from Rainbow Municipal Water District will not be able to make the August 3rd meeting days, and I think it's important that the executive from that district be present on giving testimony.
Perhaps, Mr. Chairman, we could hear testimony on the continuance only, and if there's a date acceptable, not just for the commissioners, but also for members of the audience, they can make comment to that, but as long as the testimony is only on the motion to continue.
Okay. Well, let's open the public hearing now and hear from both districts. We want the most participation in this very important decision, and I think we need to hear from you just about the continuation issue. So let's hear from both water districts to see what would be the best date to continue this item.
As you're proceeding to the podium, please remember to give your name and your affiliation and your address.
Good morning. My name is Tom Kennedy. I'm the general manager of the Rainbow Municipal Water District. One's my home address, or 3707 Rural Highway 395 in Fallbrook. With regard to the continuance, I appreciate the executive officer's consideration of some of my schedules. The September 14th will probably be the best date for us. Hopefully it's far enough after the Labor Day holiday so people can get back into the swing of things and attend the system. I would like to see if we could have some people here providing their testimony if they're not able to make it back, because we have a lot of people who came down. I know they like, some of them may not be able to make it back again. If it's possible to allow a few people who might want to get something under the record, that at least I know we have someone taking detailed notes here that they can get that, so Commissioner Horn will be able to hear that, if that's possible. Thank you.
Brian, is that on?
Should be a red light.
Tom does that all the time. Brian Brady, Fallbrook Public Utility District, 990 East Mission Road in Fallbrook. Of course, our preference is everybody's here. We respect the fact that all these people have come down from the Rainbow Service Territory, and of course we have others that want to testify in favor of the proposal. So we would like this matter to be heard as quickly as possible. So our preference, I know the motion on the table is to put this off. We would prefer to do it today. If not, any of the dates, whether it be August 3rd, September 14th, would be fine with us. I mean, we just like to get to an end point on the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Jacob, you made the motion to only limit the public speaking to the continuation. Would you like to hear the public as well, or just keep the motion as it is?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that a valid point was made. If there are individuals that cannot come back, and I include, by the way, in the motion, continues to September 14th.
Okay.
looks like the next best date. I didn't hear any objections to that. We all, as commissioners, we should all have these dates on our calendar anyway and blocked off. So I think it would be fair to allow testimony limited only to those who will not be able to make it here on September 14th, but they need to understand if they testify today, then you cannot come back and testify again. It's repeat testimony.
Okay, and as I did the second of the motion, I would accept the modification to the motion. So let's start with the public speakers and just limit your, I don't know how many would be speaking, but you can have up to 3 minutes if you need it. If you can be brief, that would be great. So let's start with the public testimony. I don't know who's going to speak or not, so just come forward and speak. Who's going to be the brave one? You the first.
It looks like everybody can come again.
Okay. Yes.
This is a nice drive.
You come forward, sir. You have to come to the microphone.
No, I just gave thumbs up.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Okay. Okay, then we will close the public hearing. And, sir, okay, just made it by barely.
Thank you, Mr. Sisson.
Hello? No,
I thought it was turned off.
Here.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I won't be able to come back, so I appreciate being able to speak. Members of the commission, thank you. My name is Philip Forbes. My wife and I live in the Rainbow District. We've been property owners and ratepayers in the Rainbow District for 30 plus years. So I appreciate the commission hearing this item. And I also would like to thank both boards of the two water districts for attempting to move forward with the merger. This is, in my view, was a very positive move. I'm very much in favor of the merger, mainly because of the cost savings to ratepayers in the district. I know that when the two districts were working together for the year, that they tried to have a joint effort about 2 years ago. There was a significant savings at that point, about $1 million. That's important. I know that projected savings as we go forward, if there is a merger, that those numbers are somewhere between $2 and $3 million. So I think this is really important. I understand my water rates are not going to decrease because of those cost reductions, but it certainly goes a long ways in offsetting any kind of cost in the future. So I just think this is a positive thing. You know, since the attempted to work together of the two districts, I know that things have not gone well. Districts are spending money on legal and consulting and other things. I just think I'm hopeful that the two districts can get back together and really work out the details so they can benefit the ratepayers in our districts. I just like to mention my background, and I haven't spoke publicly for a few years. I've been retired since 2010. But for 24 years, at the end of my career, actually, I'm a CPA, and at the end of my career, 24 years, I was the chief financial officer and treasurer for Rancho California Water District, Temecula, and Marietta. Rancho went through exactly what up there, what's being considered here, through the Riverside LAFCO. There was two districts at one time, and there was a merger that occurred years ago. It was a very, very successful move for the property owners in the district, and saved over the years just millions and millions of dollars. And it just, you know, these details can be worked out. I'd also like to just state that, you know, there's many, many hardworking employees for both of these districts, and these really are the people that make it. And I'd just like to give a shout out to them. Both water district boards, I believe, have committed that there would not be layoffs through this merger. We need these people in the future. Over time, you know, there will be retirements and so on, and these savings will be achieved. So I really think that's the best thing. So you've heard my position. I thank the commission very much for allowing me to speak this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Come on, Frank.
Good morning. Thank you for this chance. My name is John Rader, and I operate a greenhouse operation in Bonsall. The address is 32149 Aqueduct Road in Bonsall. We have about 50 acres of production of greenhouse crops. Our specialty is producing young plants for other growers all over the country. It is a very water intensive company, as you might imagine. Besides our employees, our greatest resource is water. The most valuable thing for our economic success is water. And so therefore, having a very good, strong relationship with whoever is managing our water is very, very important to us. We've had a very good relationship, as we've been in Bonsall about 20 years now, with the Rainbow Water District. We see no reason for anything to change. In fact, my concern is that my business will be personally, and all of its employees, we employ around 200 to 250 people, will be impacted by potential differences in priorities of what water use should be. I think that Bonsall has a character about it that's very similar to almost a Tuscan area of San Diego. And I think that addresses the rural and the agricultural country lifestyle needs very adequately, which can be very diverse in many cases. To me, my feeling is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I am against any merger with Fall River Water District. Would be concerned that my water use would be greatly impacted. My priority for water might decrease, and therefore my lifestyle and the lifestyle of many people that work for me here would be impacted. We produce approximately about 40 million little starter plants that we ship to greenhouses all over the country for them to start their operations in their spring and summer crops with, and we also do poinsettias. We're picking up where the Yankee Ranch left off, you might say. And so we just feel like the Rainbow Water District is has been very accommodating, very reliable, very understanding. Whenever maintenance has been needed, they've warned us of shutoffs, but have always, always given us the alternative route so that we can continue business, because we can't afford one day without service for these young plants that are in an incubation chamber rooming. So thank you for this privilege. Please keep things as they are. They work out very nicely for our business and for our employees and our customers too.
Thank you for your comments, sir. Thank you. Anybody else would like to address the board?
Good morning. My name is Jack Griffiths, and I'm not exactly fitting the category of not being able to come back. I hope I can. But a variation of degenerative Alzheimer's, you never know yourself. However, what I'd like to say is that I'm speaking now as a person only, not as a representative of Rainbow, because we're also afraid of that darn Brown Act. We can't talk to each other. So what I would like to say is that 10 years ago, we really, really wanted to join with EFPA. They told us to go pound sand. Then really we cleaned out our own activities and Rainbow is actually a pretty good outfit now. And so we were, and we were pay as you go. And still, I was 101% for the union until we looked into it. After 1 year of checking in, we said, I won't go into all the details, but I wanted it, I'm disappointed, but no way. So what I'd like to say is that I won't interfere with your proceedings anymore, but we wanted it, I checked it. By the way, I'm an engineer, and I check all the facilities and things like that. And I was so disappointed, and it's not, and the only reason we chose to go, well, I think the only reason we chose to say governance, that was the way we could get away with saying, forget it, without mudslinging and being very nasty to each other. So after we separated, we said, okay, we'll separate and be good neighbors. I propose that we treat the FPAD as good neighbors and we separate and be happy. Now we are in this situation where we have to come here, get up 5:30 in the morning to get everyone together. And I'm so grateful for another member of, or an ex-member of Rainbow, who got up earlier than usual to come to pick us up rather than having us try to come down by train. So really what we're looking at is something we really, really wanted, and after we checked it, no way. And I'll leave that to all the other people, but the no way was, it was so bad, I quit. I said, look, I don't want any part of this, because, but there it was. They were so kind, they said, okay, fine. But then afterwards, the other ones came to the same conclusion, and they did. So if I can't come next time, well, I've had my chance.
Thank you.
If I can come, I will, and I thank you so much, Sam, for letting me do this all on.
No problem. Thank you very much. Okay, anybody else? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing, and we need to vote on the motion of the We need to vote on the motion of continuation by Commissioner Jacob and seconded by myself. So, all in favor of the motion? Aye. Opposed? Okay, passed unanimously. So, this item will be continued to September 14th.
Mr. Chairman, before we go on, it was alluded to with one of the speakers, and this reorganization was initiated in April 28th of 2014, a while ago, over a year ago, and there was an indication that perhaps the financial situation has changed since. I would like, when this comes back, for staff to do an independent evaluation of the financials. It states in our backup that this merger will save considerable public funds, and as was stated by one of the speakers, that's questionable at this point. So I think it's really, really important to get the financials right. And I would expect that those that would be testifying would also provide information on that. But I'd like our staff to dig into it deeper.
I do agree, and I think that's a good recommendation. So Mr. Roth, we'll get an update on the financial situation. Great. Okay, we move on to jurisdictional information items. Do we have this? Okay, great. Now we go to other business items. Legislative status report. Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. You have my staff report. It's a little bit aged because it was written before the legislature has done some action on certain bills. I'm going to update you. As you go through the report, 8851, which is a rewrite of the disincorporations statutes, is moving forward. It's been a working group, including all the stakeholders, as CSAC, CSDA, League of Cities, etc. And so it has moved from the Assembly to the Senate. It's been a very good working group process. So that's an update. SB 239, Hertzberg, which is the issue on extended fire services. That bill, as you remember, the commission took a a closed position on it. It has been amended since you last saw it, but it still has factors in it that would require, in many cases, two governmental agencies that want to contract together to have to come to LAFCO for approval of the contract agreements. And LAFCO could either approve them, modify them, or reject them if you were disapprove them. Cal-LAFCO has moved from a closed position to a no position because there's differences of opinion amongst the different commissions around the state as to whether LAFCO should see all agreements between agencies. I took the position on the legislative committee that you as a commission had an opposed position. There were four of us that voted in that way. There was a number that voted or were supporting having all agreements come to the commission. So at this point in time, no position is there. I need a kind of a reaffirmed position from the commission that you still oppose this bill. And I was looking for that direction. That's my recommendation. AB 1532 is the omnibus bill that Cal-LAFCO sponsors. It's moving forward. It's moved to the Senate, and it has the cleanup language issues. All the groups have supported it. Any questions? I'll keep going. And I've got one more bill, which was in your packet, is the trailer bill 825 was changed to SB 88, which I sent in your packet. Which was approved by the legislature and signed by the governor. It gives authorization to the State Water Resources Control Board to consider failing or violating small public systems or small private water systems to be consolidated in terms of services, and then directs that LAFCO would then look at the consolidation of the service to some kind of action by LAFCO after the fact. It was strongly opposed by all the government associations, but it passed strictly on a partisan manner through the legislature, and the governor's office was actually helped or led the writing of the bill. So I'm still recommending an opposed position. We had an opposed position that we failed there, but we will be working with the working groups to try to come up with procedures to implement this new responsibility that the State Water Resources Control Board has. They don't have procedures yet, or if they do, they haven't issued them yet. So I just wanted to make the commission aware of it. With that, I'll answer any questions that you have.
Any questions, Commissioner? Direction? You trust our staff with their position? Okay, I think we support your position on these bills.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like a motion and approval.
Okay,
let's
receive a direction, but we'll be happy to make a motion, okay? I need a motion to support staff recommendation.
We'll support staff recommendation.
Okay, and then second by Councilmember Zeppelin. All right, all in favor say aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay.
Because I have to write another letter, I want to make sure I have you behind me.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. We go on to public comments. I have one request. Rob Roy Fawcett. All the way from Escondido.
Have a handout. Good morning. My name is Robert Fawcett. I reside in Escondido at 1576 Patella Way. I wanted to get on the commission's agenda and notice is Palomar Health. It's a public hospital district formed in the 1940s. A lot has changed. Escondido is no longer a rural community, pretty much locked by small roads. It's part of the San Diego area. Big superhighway goes from here right up to Escondido. There's another freeway across to Oceanside. There's a freeway now that goes into Del Mar. Palomar Health is selling off income-producing assets and laying off employees. This isn't new. This has been happening over a decade as they got into a grandiose expansion plan to build the hospital of the future, which ended up being probably the most expensive hospital per bed in the history of mankind. I believe the district should be dissolved while it still has assets. Its revenues is $600 million a year, but it's having problems, and selling off assets is not going to fix the problems they're having. It's a national issue. I have an article here. They're closing the downtown hospital. They haven't told us if they're going to sell it, but presumably they will. They're laying off employees. Another article from 2 years ago, they closed the Palomar Continuing Care Center. That had 96 beds for essentially a convalescent home. People have been there 20 years, had to be moved out. These are assets that are being sold off and moved out of Escondido. This district is not serving us anymore. Down below, you'll see Moody's has basically said that their revenue bonds, not the bonds secured by property taxes, but their revenue bonds are speculative. They're non-investment grade. You can look it up. Fitch says the same thing. This district is having problems. Palomar House Health has been engaging in risky visions, dreams, and imaginations. Whenever you go to their meetings, everything is, well, imagine in the future what we'll be able to do. And instead, we get terms. Taxpayers in the district can't use that hospital depending on their insurance. If you're with Scripps, you will not go to one of their hospitals. So the big ones here, UCSD, Sharp, Scripps. Two of them have contracts, one doesn't. It's not fair that somebody from, let's say, Encinitas is able to go in and use that hospital and not pay taxes to support it, whereas somebody in the district goes up there and cannot use that hospital, drives across to the coast, drives down here, presumably because they think they're getting better care, but they still have to pay the taxes through property taxes. Finally, they said Kaufman Hall was providing them with a file. I went through their agendas on the back. Kaufman Hall told them in May that there's an abyss coming up on the fee-for-service model. Everything's going to managed care. The last slide down here is about mergers and acquisitions. I think they're up to something. They're talking to somebody. They're having dozens of trade secret meetings. They're not letting the public know. I think this board has a duty to see that their financial health is protected and that the taxpayers do not get left with 30 years of paying for bonds and some other party gets their assets. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, that concludes our meeting. Our next meeting is August 3rd. Have a great summer. I will see you on September's meeting. I'll be back from vacation. So any other comments to the commissioners? Okay, with that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.